For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Turkish officials are now leaking details of an audio recording of the capture, torture, and death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The recording happened inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick is in Istanbul, and he now provides the grisly details of what can be heard on the recording.
We're learning today from Turkish officials about an audio tape that contains evidence that Mr. Khashoggi was detained quickly after he entered the consulate, that his fingers were chopped off, that he was dismembered, that the gore was so egregious that the consulate asked them to take it outside.
He said of the 15 suspects named by Turkish authorities, 4 appear to have close ties to the Saudi crown prince. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
At least 92 people in 29 states have been infected with a strain of drug-resistant salmonella. Investigators with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the illnesses are linked to contact with raw chicken products. So far, no deaths have been reported, but 21 of the sick patients have been hospitalized. The source of the contaminated raw chicken is unclear, and as of yet, no single supplier has been identified. A school shooting happened in Crimea, where an armed student at a technical college in Kerch shot and killed 17 fellow students and wounded more than 50 others before killing himself. Reporter Alec Loon.
He reportedly was armed with a rifle, and there were also explosions involved. The director of the school said that bombs were set off during the attack. This appears to be Russia's deadliest school attack since the Beslan school massacre in 2003.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A top wildlife official from Idaho is out of a job following his recent hunting trip to Africa. Here's the update from USA's Chris Barnes.
Blake Fisher's resigned amid outrage over photos of him posing with animals he'd killed in Africa, including 4 members of a baboon family. Idaho Governor Butch Otter saying he did ask for and accept Fisher's resignation on Monday. Fisher, one of 7 members on the Idaho Fish and Game Commission. He and his wife shot at least 14 animals in Namibia, according to the photos and descriptions in an email that he sent to over 100 people. One of the photos showing Mr. Fisher smiling with 4 dead baboons propped up in front of him. He'd used a bow and arrows to kill them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
2 deaths have been blamed on flooding in central Texas this week. Llano County Judge Mary Cunningham.
Keep an eye out for flood water as you're driving around. Your safety is our primary concern, and so if you don't have to leave home, don't. Stay home. Stay safe.
Emergency Management Coordinator Ron Johnson.
Emergency Management Coordinator Ron Johnson.
We are still asking that residents do not try to return to their homes if they evacuated from them. The reason for that right now is because we really are not sure if this disaster has fully unfolded.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.